one of the things I liked about Michigan State was that they wanted to provide me the opportunity to go out there and play as a true freshman, and that's something I wanted to do. Some schools wanted me to redshirt, but I kind of wanted to get on the field once I got out there, and basically the head coach told me, it's your spot to lose if you want to take that, you know, come on out here. Went out to the school, it's a large school, it's a fun place, and I enjoyed it, and don't regret it one bit. It was a great 4 years of my life. Yeah, that also definitely played a role, being that there's been guys like you were saying, Edinger, Rayner, and Morton Anderson, and people like that have come before me out there, and I've had a chance to meet with all of them throughout my career, with them coming back, and basically they've all provided me some different tools to help myself out, things that they've learned over time, and it's been great. Being a Spartan out there, meeting with different guys, we all kind of, you know, we never played together, and the age difference, you know, is great with between some of us, but you know, we all talk as friends and get along well, so I think it's been a great experience out there and done very well.
Being a cold weather guy, is that an extra selling point for some of these cold weather teams?
I would believe so. Definitely, I feel like it's difficult kicking in the colder weather, and I've been able to succeed out there throughout my career, so I hope that people see that and view that as a plus, but basically, you know, it comes down to how they feel and what they want to do, but yes, I would see that as a plus. Basically, I'm just out here trying to show what I could do. I feel like throughout my career on tape, I show some positives about myself. I'm very consistent and confident going onto the field, and I hope some teams could see that in myself and see that I could bring some value to their teams. And I'm basically just going to go out here and do what I could do, and hopefully someone likes me and wants me to be a part of their program. I would say my biggest strength definitely is my consistency and accuracy. Along with mental toughness, throughout my career at Michigan State, I've had multiple game-winning field goals and things like that. And stepping onto the field at Michigan State, we've had a lot of close games throughout my career, so every game comes down to a few points. And I feel like if you ask any of the teammates and coaches out there, they'd all say the number one thing about me is probably my accountability and dependability.
How much pressure do you feel to make that kick against Northwestern when the team came all the way back from Westfield? How much pressure do you feel?
I remember that game because that was my true freshman year out there for the biggest comeback ever in NCAA history. And it was an exciting moment going out there and just basically had a team behind me. Things were going well throughout that year at that moment, and they had faith in me. Just kind of relaxed and put the ball through. And lately, then as things went on, my junior year and senior year with other game-winning opportunities going onto the field, I could see myself, since I've been there before, it gets a little easier how to handle it. You mature throughout, being a freshman to how it was the senior year, matured a lot. Mentally. So when I'm on the sideline, you don't feel like, oh man, I don't know if I can hit this. When it's a close game, it's the end of the game, you're like, put me on the field, I'm going to win this. And that's something that I've learned to kind of get that mindset, and I think it's worked out well for me, and that's using some of the tools that the guys before that have kicked at Michigan State have helped me out with, and I credit that to them, the psychological things they've helped me to learn that puts me in that position.
You worked on your kickoffs?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I have worked on my kickoffs. That's something that I really wasn't satisfied with this season, and I know that I can make improvements, and that's something I've been focusing on throughout the offseason. That's why I'm excited to be out here at the Combine to show what I could do, and I'm looking forward to competing out here because that's what it's all about, and kicking and doing what we do.
You had a more field goal than a 52-yarder against Purdue last year, and Carson Wicks, you know, had another long one. Did you watch other kickers when they're in the game or to see what they're doing, or is it kind of competitive?
Basically, as a kicker stepping onto the field, yeah, whenever we play a team, most of the time we always will talk for a little bit before the game. Cause most of the time, the game's not going to come down to us. We're both out there just to try and do what we could do. And yeah, I've seen other guys kick, but basically we all have our own type of style and the way we handle ourselves. And you know, I warm up my way, they do their thing. And basically, as we go on the field, you just got to step out onto the field confident and know that you're going to get the job done. And having a team behind you and things like that definitely help you out. I feel comfortable from 55 yards and in. In college, you don't get too many long attempts, but on occasions, like when you need to. This year, I had two 52-yarders for my long for this year, and then another 50-yarder. So I've had some longer attempts, but you know, you just got to be in the position and see how it all plays out when you're going to get that chance.
Have you talked to any teams?
Yes, sir. Last night we got in here, basically going and getting checked out and doing all these different things. Then late at night, we started meeting with some teams, special teams coordinators, and it was great. Getting to put some names with faces, and just everyone's out here, you know, you're trying to show what you could do, and I'm excited to be out here. It's a great experience. They're kind of asking you all different things, strengths, weaknesses, what do you think you could bring to their program, breaking down some of your film, what you've done correctly, incorrectly, and things that you're looking to improve on, things like that. So overall, it's been good. I feel like the meetings have been strong. But when it comes down to it, it's really how you perform on the field, obviously, and so that's why I'm just looking to step on the field tomorrow. I'm happy with where I am now, yes. Like I said, I've been working on some fundamental stuff with technique, staying more square into the ball, allowing my getting like more core and everything into it and driving downfield. So things have been good for me, yes.